Well, tickle me pink. I'm so excited. It's time for Down to Earth with Steve Stone. That's right. He is back for his 68th season here on 96.7 The Wave. If you have any questions for Steve, you can call in every Saturday when he is here at 419-586-5133. He will be more than happy to answer those questions live on the air. Down to Earth this season brought to you by St. Henry Bank, Hall Brothers Incorporated, Nature's Green Nursery, and Shockman Lumber Company. The man, the myth, the legend, Steve Stone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing? Are you wonderful. Sure? What's your math skills? You said 68th season.
68th season. I mean, I'm pretty good with math. So you started in 1912, and it's 2020 C. So my math skills are pretty good.
It sounds like it. You're right on top of things. Perfect.
Right. No, but seriously, what year are we on? Do you know?
I was trying to think of that on the way in, and we opened at Nature's Green. This is our 31st season, so 31 years ago we opened, and I think it was either 4 years or 5 years after I opened that we started. Sue Heiser asked if I'd come in on Saturdays and help or answer questions. I'm like, heck yeah, I will.
So pretty much
25. I'm guessing 25 or 26 years somewhere in there.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Yeah. It is. It doesn't seem like that.
And you walk around and people still don't know who you are. The power of radio.
Well,
you celebrity, you.
I've often been told I have the face for radio.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's how my dad's so proud to tell people that I work in radio. And he's like, "Hitch, he's got a face for radio." Like, well, thanks, Dad. Appreciate that. So, how you been? How was the winter? I mean, of course, we got to celebrate that beautiful Buckeye National Championship.
Was that unbelievable?
It was. And it was so great on St. Patrick's Day, Monday. We went down to Dayton, and I knew there was going to be a lot of St. Patty's Day parties, so I celebrated and wore Ohio State.
Perfect.
You know,
here's a little scoop for you that you'll find interesting. Again, I'm going to show my age. I was born in 1968. What happened in 1968?
Well, it was the year before Kennedy.
Buckeyes won national championship in 1968.
Wait a minute.
Kennedy was 63.
Sorry. Yeah, my math skills are great.
I was born in 1968. Buckeyes won national title.
Really?
My son was born in 2002. What happened in 2002?
That was the fall of the Roman Empire.
The Buckeyes won the national championship.
So was your grandchild born?
My first grandson was born in 2024. What happened in 2024? Buckeyes won a national championship.
How cool is that?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Very good.
Fun team, easy team to like, I think. Even
yeah.
If you're not a Buckeyes fan.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of good kids.
They are. And you know, we're so excited to have you back. I know this is that weird transition period where it's spring and we've seen some definitely spring-like temperatures the last week or so.
70-degree temperatures.
And now we're back down to freezing overnight and not even getting to 50. So spring's officially here. What should people be doing right now?
Well, this time of year, there's just, you know, as many things as you'd like to do outside in the cold. You could, you know, this is the time of year. And I talked about it last Saturday, and we'll hit some of the same topics this Saturday. As far as, you know, it's a fantastic time of year, really the only time of year, best time of year, I guess, to, you know, divide and separate perennials. It's a, you know, the perfect temperatures to do that, the perfect time of year. We've got good soil moisture. We've had some rain last week. We've got rain coming tomorrow. So soil moisture is perfect. I know I was out this week and moved a couple of plants around for a client, and the ground is damp enough or wet enough that the root ball stays together intact very, very easily. And moved a lilac for a gentleman. I had to move it from the front yard to the backyard, and was honestly very easy to dig out and maintain a nice heavy, thick, large root ball and moved it into the backyard and got it in planted and never really missed a beat. And I know the plant's going to thrive. It's not going to miss a beat either. So again, dividing and separating. Ornamental grasses, I think I talked about that last Saturday. Ornamental grasses, this is really the only time of year to divide, separate, and move those. The ornamental grasses, there's so many different varieties. Maiden grass, Carl Forrester, giant silver feather, bunny, fountain, black fountain, all those different varieties, really the only time of year, the safest time of year to divide, separate, and move those is going to be now. So maiden grasses specifically have a pretty vigorous growth rate, so they grow a lot season after season, and they're a bunch type grass or a clump type grass, so they kind of grow from the middle and then they grow out, and as they get bigger and bigger over the years, the clump gets a lot bigger and then the center kind of dies out, and so you get what we call donutting. So it's like a donut around and there's nothing in the middle. If you're seeing that on any of your perennials, being an ornamental grass or a hosta or daylily, a lot of them will do that. If you're seeing that, it's telling you that it needs to be divided and separated. And hostas and daylilies and a lot of your herbaceous perennials are super easy to dig and separate and move with a good sharp shovel, or I would prefer a really sharp, heavy spade. Ornamental grasses can be a lot more of a difficult task. They have a very incredibly fibrous root system, and again, those maiden grasses can get quite big, and they can really be a challenge to dig and remove, and then you need to chop those big, large, heavy root balls up into smaller sections. And a big maiden grass, you could easily get, you know, 5, 6, 7 starts out of a big clump, and then that center piece that's all dead and kind of matted and old tissue and roots, that just, you can pitch that. But again, you really need a sharp spade for that. And if it's a really large grass, you might need a buddy to help you kind of lift it up out of the ground. Again, it's easy, you know, chop it with your spade, divide, separate, and put a start back in. The other ones you can put in different locations around your lawn, or you can just, you know, give to friends, family, whatever. But that's, you know, again, this is the perfect time of year for doing those particular projects, which, you know, planting, if you want to plant a tree or a shrub or anything this time of year, it's certainly not too early to plant. With the warm days that we have had, the plants are pushing really hard. The buds are really expanding, and a couple more, you know, 65 degree days, and we're going to start seeing leaves on different varieties of plants. I know roses have really started to take off and push new growth. So again, just a lot of different projects that you can be working on. Weather today and tomorrow, today's not as much of a chance of rain, but breezy and cool. And tomorrow sounds like it might be a washout with a lot of showers. But the bright side to that is, again, things are really starting to green up. Turf's really starting to come out of its winter dormancy, and you're starting to see the lawns, instead of being straw brown, or really you're starting to see a lot of green in the lawns. So that's always, you know, super exciting to get rid of the dull brown and start to see a nice, vivid, dark green color. There's lots of things that can be worked on in your lawn as well, which we will certainly get to here during the show. If you have any questions, please call us here at the station, 419-586-5133, and we'd be happy to take your call. You don't have to go on the air. You can if you'd like, but otherwise you can just leave the question and I'll make sure I get to it during the show. We're going to take a break and we'll be back.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Need a tough and reliable workhorse? Discover the Kubota RTV X Series at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. These rugged utility vehicles handle any job, whether on the farm or at the job site. With a powerful engine, spacious cargo bed, and versatile features, the RTV X Series is built to get things done. Experience the durability and comfort you need. Visit Hall Brothers today and drive home your Kubota RTV X Series utility vehicle. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your trusted partner for quality Kubota equipment.
And we welcome you back to Down to Earth with Steve Stone, brought to you by St. Henry Bank, Hall Brothers Incorporated, Nature's Green Nursery, and Shockman Lumber Company. If you have any questions for Steve, 419-586-5133. Steve, spring is here. People might be noticing that their grass is starting to, their lawns are starting to green up. So I guess what should people be doing to get ready to, you know, make their next steps?
Yep. Again, wonderful time of year, and the only time of year to do a couple of things that if you really want to make a big impact on how your lawn will grow and develop and thrive during the this whole growing season. Right now is the time to be thinking about a number of different processes. Number one would be certainly applying the pre-emergent weed control, crabgrass and fertilizer weed control application. In most cases, that is applied as a granular. It can be applied as a liquid, and liquid works fine. In my opinion and from my experience, which according to you is very long career in the landscape business, granular, I think, gives you a longer residual in the turf, more so than a liquid application. Also, with the granular application, if you do a granular application of fertilizer, that also, if you get the right product, is going to give you a longer reaction or action in the soil, because you can get partially slow release. And so, again, it's going to give you a longer, even feed. But, you know, again, this time of year, March, all the way up till the soil temperatures are between 55 and 58 degrees, you want to get that pre-emergent down to inhibit weed growth. And certainly it's going to inhibit the crabgrass and foxtail, which, again, you're not going to notice that until it gets hot and dry, like in late June, July, and August. But the application should be applied now. It's very easy to control with a pre-emergent application. So a pre-emergent weed control with a fertilizer is imperative to having a nice, thick, healthy lawn. There's a lot of different manufacturers out there. Of course, Scotts, which is a Ohio company, they make a product, but there's Anderson's has a product. There's a lot of companies out there that are bagging fertilizer with a pre-emergent. Barricade is a over-the-counter name of a herbicide. Prodiamine is the chemical name. And again, if you're looking at the bag, on the front of the bag, there should be a bag tag, or should be on the, usually on the bottom corner, either kind of the bottom right corner or the bottom left corner. It's usually the bottom right corner. There'll be a bag tag that tells exactly what's in that bag. So there's going to be nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, NPK, and it's going to tell you what percentage it is. There's going to be inert matter. That's going to be a line item in there, and that's going to be a big number. It's going to be like 60% inert matter, and then the rest of it's going to be nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and then whatever herbicide that's in that bag. So again, it could be pendimethalin. It could be prodiamine. There's a number of different products that are safe and effective for crabgrass control. An over-the-counter name, like I said, is Barricade. All those, Dimension is another one that is a good pre-emergent herbicide. So you want to make sure that you know what you're applying. You need to know how many square feet that bag will cover. Most cases, the bags that you're going to be buying, like a Scott's type of a bag, is probably going to be 5,000 square feet. So you need to calculate, you know, how big your lawn is. So you need to kind of know the dimensions of your lawn, back out the house and the driveway and a play set for the kids, or the patio and the garden shed, whatever. So you know approximately what you're treating. you know, most home lawns are probably somewhere between in town or probably somewhere between 10 and 15,000 square feet. So that would be obviously quick math, two or three bags to apply the correct amount to your lawn. Do not over apply. Over application is not going to get you better control. And it's certainly maybe going to be putting down more than what you need, which could create issues as far as runoff and things like that. Know how much you're treating. If you're out in the country and you know, your lot's an acre. An acre is 43,560 square feet. So you can do the quick, easy math or grab your smartphone and do the math. And then you're going to know how many bags of product you're going to need. And they're going to give you on the bag, most cases, that it's going to give you settings that you can set your spreader at a specific rate. So you're going to be applying correctly. Again, if you're uncertain, you know, call your local nursery professional. I'm sure they could help. I could help. If you're going to, again, if you're not certain, set your setting that you're applying it lightly. And then if you have to go over it twice is better than applying way too much and getting halfway through the lawn and realize that you've double applied the application, because you definitely don't want to do that. It's not going to be good for groundwater. It's, again, you're going to be over applying, and that's not good. So again, fertilization is hugely important. I talked about that last week. Another thing is aeration. Aeration's hugely important. On my schedule for this weekend, if the weather permits and if time permits, I was planning on aerating, as well as, doing my, I'm actually going to put a light fertilizer on either probably today, because they're calling for rain tomorrow. And I'm going to delay, looking at the forecast, I'm going to delay my application for the pre-emergent maybe another week or so, maybe 2 weeks. I'm hoping for 2 weeks, because again, the later that's applied, the longer the residual will last into July and August, so you get better control. So I want something for the grass to feed on, so I'm going to do a really light application of fertilizer and then delay my application for the pre-emergent. Also, aeration is going to be hugely important, so I'm going to aerate, kind of pick up the sticks and the debris that it kind of collected over the winter, and possibly if you don't have an aerator, if that's too much work or effort or whatever to do aeration, at least thatching the lawn. If you run a thatcher lightly across the lawn, it's going to pull all the dead tissue or a lot of the dead tissue out of your lawn. And again, that's going to loosen things up and get the sunlight in, get the warm sun and the temperatures better around the soil horizon there where your grass and your crowns are. Also, again, just makes it easier for the rain that we do get and the fertilizers to get to the soil, to the roots a little bit faster. And again, with the spring, you know, the bluegrass specifically is a cool season grass. And so cool nights and warm, sunny days, that grass is going to take off and just grow like gangbusters and fill in. So again, I haven't seen anybody out mowing yet. I mean, we haven't really had enough days for, anybody to really be out mowing. If you do thatch your lawn, you could possibly go back through with your mower, and if you have a vac system, you could kind of vac up all that dead tissue, or at least run the mower across it, kind of break it up and chop it up and spread it throughout the lawn. So again, lots of projects to be working on this weekend. We're going to take another break and we'll be right back.
Nature's Green is getting back to their roots, and they know something about roots. Since 1994, they've been the go-to experts, and now they've combined their landscape, hardscape, and greenhouses in one location, State Route 119 between St. Henry and Fort Recovery. They are the experts to help you make good choices and give you advice. They have top-quality garden plants in the greenhouses now. Nature's Green Nursery Landscaping and Garden Center, State Route 119 between St. Henry and Fort Recovery, on Instagram and Facebook, and naturesgreennursery.com.
I'm just a voiceover actor and don't know much about agriculture, but Shockman Lumber wanted me to talk to you about those buildings that you put moo cows in. Now, the Shockman Lumber people do know agriculture, and they've built lots of those moo cow buildings and buildings to hold those big wheeled machines that plant stuff in the dirt that grows, and buildings to store all those plant thingies in. Oh yeah, if I ever actually get my hands dirty and wanted a barn thingy, I'd see the experts at Shockman Lumber. They're on that interweb at shockmanlumber.com. Do I get paid for this?
And we welcome you back to Down to Earth with Steve Stone. Steve, you were talking about the lawn and stuff like that. You mentioned you haven't seen anybody out there mowing yet. Here's the thing. A lot of people love to get out there and mow. What should you let people know when, you know, not to get out there too early? And if they do get out there too early, what kind of damage could that do to your lawn?
Well, the mowing early is really not going to hurt anything. I mean, again, if you have a lot of dead tissue in your lawn from last season, it definitely wouldn't hurt to, again, thatch your lawn, run a thatcher across it, which is kind of like a heavy rake, and it kind of pulls the dead tissue and dead blades up. And then, again, if it looks matted down and has a lot of dead in it, you can thatch it. And then I would set your mower deck maybe a notch or two lower than you normally mow and go through and mow that or vac that up. What that's going to do is kind of, if you're vacuuming it up, obviously you're taking that tissue away. If you're, you know, if you have a good mulching mower and your blades are sharp, which I guess that should be a topic that I should have hit already. If you haven't done anything with your mower since last season, you definitely want to take those blades off, clean the deck, and then sharpen those blades so you have a good sharp blade to start spring with. If you run that across the lawn, even if you're not cutting any of the green grass, you can mulch that dead tissue up, which again is eventually going to break down and create organic matter for your lawn. And that, again, as you go across, it kind of spreads that all out. You know, it's, March 22nd. I mean, I would say if we'd have another, I know my lawn specifically, if I would have another week of warm temperatures, I think mine would be to the point where I could mow it. But at the extended forecast looks cool. So I don't think that it's going to gain a lot of ground this week just because we're having temperatures close to freezing. Daytime highs are kind of 40s ish, 50s. So, you know, the grass is going to be excited. It's going to be growing. You know, again, fertilizer is going to be hugely beneficial, like I had mentioned at the beginning of the show. But I don't really envision maybe mowing for another week, week and a half. But that, you know, again, 100% depends on Mother Nature. I mean, if we would get into a weather pattern where we would get back into the 60s, it's not going to take very long. And that grass is going to be ready to mow. I touched on it last week, and I just got a couple minutes left. I definitely want to hit it one more time this week. If you got fruit trees, you got to get those pruned. They need to be pruned now because, again, another couple of warm days, they're going to be breaking dormancy. The leaves are going to be popping. So you got to get those pruned and get your dormant oil application on your fruit trees, because that's going to eliminate a ton of insect problems coming up spring, summer. If you do that application early, the horticultural oil, dormant oil, volic oil, there's all different types of names. It's very safe to use. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt your dog. It's not going to hurt your kids. It's just an oil spray that will smother and kill a lot of different types of insects, larvae, egg, and adult. So you get a very broad spectrum of control. Also, that can be used very quickly and easily in your landscaping as well. If you've got burning bushes that historically in the past have gotten spider mites, soak those things down with the horticultural oil. If you've had issues with scale insects on maples, or you see them commonly on euonymus, spray those heavily with this horticultural oil, and you're going to eliminate, again, you're going to eliminate, you can kill spider mites, you can kill scale insect, you can kill a lot of overwintering eggs and larvae by using that particular product. Very safe and easy to apply. You just need a pump-up sprayer, and you can go to town. I think we're out of time. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. We'll talk to you next Saturday.